Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
Do you wish you knew the saints better? Overwhelmed with all the events in Catholic history and just wish you could tie it all together? It's tough work, and even scientists have determined that it takes approximately 400 repetitions to create a new synapse in the brain. Unless it is done with play, in which case it takes between 10 and 20 repetitions. Introducing Saint Cards, where the facts about saints and history are presented in fun and engaging games for ages 4 to 104. Check out Saint Cards at saintcards.com and begin the fun for your family, school, and parish today.
Introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com for faith, fellowship, and love.
What are you doing this Lent? The St. Paul Center is streaming their newest video Bible study for free starting Ash Wednesday. Based on Scott Hahn's renowned covenantal theology, this is a study no one should miss. Invite your friends, Catholic or not. Don't miss your chance to see this premium study for free. Go to stpaulcenter.com to sign up today.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Frank Friar Podcast. I am your friendly neighborhood Carmelite, a.k.a. Father Nicholas, a.k.a. the Frank Friar, reporting to you all from the Bronx here in New York City. And this episode of my podcast is going out on Ash Wednesday. We are now in the season of Lent. May our hearts be ready to welcome the risen Lord on Easter Sunday when we will speak the A word. If you're Catholic, you get the joke. If you don't, I'm sorry about that. But I recently came across a good quote from John of the Cross, and I want to share with you all because there's been something stewing in my heart about this particular Lent that I wish to share with you all in this episode today. And the quote is this: God is hidden in the soul, and the true contemplative will seek him there in love. Lent, in a way, is a season of the heart. You know, part of the gospel that we hear on Ash Wednesday is this going into the heart, the inner room, to pray. We're told about almsgiving. We're told about fasting. These things are practices that we embrace that bring about a freedom from them. A freedom where? A freedom within the heart. Things of our appetites can weigh us down and make us dull and not responsive to the Lord. So fasting aids us in that. We can cling to the material goods of our life. Almsgiving frees us of that. And finally, the world is so noisy. So noisy. When we go to that inner room, we can begin to learn to hear the whispering presence of the Lord. And if you're at a parish maybe where there's a RCIA group and there's people preparing, you know, work with them or pray for them or incorporate, even if you don't really talk to that group or know the people that well, incorporate them into your prayer life. Allow your heart as you journey deeper into the heart. Remember, one of the great insights from Teresa of Avila was at the end of the interior castle, she makes a reflection on Mary and Martha, that the work of Mary must always lead into Martha. She puts the importance first and foremost on Mary, but just to isolate one sister from the other never ends well. So remember that if God seems hidden to us in our lives, it's not that he's distant, it's that he's so close. Just like, you know, for example, it's probably a terrible example, but either way, you know, sometimes I have my keys and I lose my keys and I can't find them. Next thing you know, a brother points them out and they were right there in front of my face the whole time. And then I laugh at myself. You know, God is so close to us. He's hidden before our very sight. And the things that attach themselves to us and that we indulge in keep us from becoming aware to that hidden presence that is so close to us. So to be a contemplative is to begin to open oneself to becoming free from the things that hinder one's ability to see, to hear, to smell, to feel, and to respond to the good things of the Lord, because all these things come to us from him in love, for love. And all the practices, all the different things that we may be embracing up, we may be embracing or giving up over Lent, are all for the sake of love. We don't do them to show our greatness over other people. That's the poison of the Pharisees, thinking that we're better than other people. No, we do them because when we do them with a heart open to the Lord, it helps us in the process of conversion and transformation, so we can be about the things of the Lord. And we can begin to hear, see, and respond to his need amongst the people of God. Now, like I said, I've said this in a lot of other podcasts. I'll say it again in this one. Prudence is of the utmost importance. I asked Wednesday, you probably already locked into certain things. Make sure you're exercising whatever it is that you're doing for Lent with prudence. Be smart about it. Always check in with it. Don't set yourself up for failure. You know, if you have an issue where you're quite addicted to maybe your tech, giving up certain hours a day and working your way down to nada, to nothing. All right, instead of going cold turkey, if you're a person that can go turkey, God bless you, bravo. But be prudent about it. And that means looking hard at yourself. And when you begin to look hard at yourself, not out of judgment, but out of love, knowing that the Lord wants you in his love, wants you to embrace this freedom that he's given to you, so you can grow in the gift of your sonship and your daughterhood, then that sight that you give over to yourself, to check yourself, to respond to these actions that you have embraced in your life with prudence, we can begin to grow a little bit more deeper in that ability to see the Lord that is hidden within us. Not in some sort of new agey way, but because our hearts are the very temple of the Holy Spirit. The very love of God, Romans 5:5, has been poured forth into our heart. So my brothers and sisters, remember, as Ash Wednesday is undergoing now, God, as St. John of the Cross says, God is hidden in the soul, and the true contemplative will seek him there in love. May your works and may your acts of faith and may your humility of spirit shown through your fasting, your almsgiving, and your prayer aid you in beginning to see that hidden presence of the Lord in your life. And when you become aware of that presence, may you respond with joy and share the fruits of the Spirit and nourish all those that are around you. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'm with you. Know that I'm praying for you. May God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you very much for your time today, my brothers and sisters. If you like what I'm doing here on my podcast, please make sure to give it a little like and a subscribe if you're not subscribed already to this podcast. And if there's an opportunity to write a little review, especially on iTunes, be most appreciative. Also, if you want more of my content, you can go to my website, thefrankfriar.com. There at thefrankfriar.com, you can find blog posts, Catholic Stand articles, links to YouTube videos, photos from traveling, good inspirational, spiritually nourishing images for your computer and your backgrounds and things like that. You can also email me through the contact page, or if you're discerning a vocation, head on over to that vocation tab. That is thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. Know that I'll be praying for you.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com.
CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast. That's mycatholichealthcare.com/podcast.